Now, how much privacy are you willing to sacrifice to help protect you from terrorist attacks? Would you allow the security services access to your internet browser history or be happy for them to read your messages on your phone?
Today, the parliamentary committee that oversees Britain's spies will say whether the police and intelligence agencies should be given more powers to monitor social media and internet traffic. But what would those powers involve? Kim Howells is a former chair of the Intelligence and Security Committee and joins us from Cardiff. Thank you very much for your time this morning. This is an important day today, a recommendation, and we don't know what that is at this moment. Do you have any indication as to which direction this is going?
No, I don't. I've spoken to no one on the committee, and it's good to know, actually. There have been far too many committee leaks from far too many committees, but I know that they've undertaken a very, very intensive investigation of this whole subject. They've talked to everyone they wanted to talk to, and I hope very much that that now we'll have a proper debate about this, because, of course, it's extremely important that the terrorists, if you like, are not given an even break, in my opinion. They shouldn't be allowed to communicate in ways which are closed to the intelligence services, because that will result in deaths and mutilations, not just in this country, but around the world.
Well, always discussions around these issues, particularly to do with terrorists and what these agencies are doing, obviously are difficult because information, some of this information has to be held back. But what evidence is there, clear evidence that people can understand, that shows that the agencies need more access to stop terrorist attacks? And recently it's been to do with people travelling, for example, to Syria. But what is the evidence that they need more powers?
Well, the evidence is that they haven't been successful enough. They've been tremendously successful in stopping major plots since the July 2005 bombings in this country, when, remember, 52 people were murdered on the London transport system. They've been tremendously successful at stopping attacks, but they've only got to be unsuccessful once. And that means that they have to have access to as much intelligence as possible. Now, it's quite clear that there's another issue as well, running at the same time as this one, and that's to do with do the intelligence and security agencies have enough assets? Do they have enough money? Because if there are thousands of terrorists and terrorist sympathisers out there, how on earth do they keep an eye on them all? And this is a huge subject for debate in this country. We don't want to turn the country into some kind of version of the old East Germany, with the Stasi looking at everyone. But on the other hand, the intelligence agencies are going to get it right in the neck if they miss an attack that comes, that kills people in this country, which, if they'd had greater assets, more money perhaps, they'd have been able to prevent.
Yes, the point you raised, though, is the one that a lot of people watching this and listening to you will be thinking, is that, yes, we're all on that side of the debate about what to do about terrorism. We want more done. But at the same time, that doesn't mean you want to think that everything you ever do can be accessed at the push of a button by someone in a monitoring centre somewhere. That is a scary proposition for people.
That's a very scary proposition for people, and society's got to decide which way it's going to go on this. Do you want to feel liberated enough to allow your children to walk down the street as they've done for generations, or are you so worried about them that you're going to demand very special protection so that they're not murdered on the streets by some religious fanatic? And that's something society's got to decide on. But it seems to me where the real madness lies is in the notion that there may be encrypted systems, there may be new forms of communication which terrorists can use, but the security and intelligence services can't use. This seems crazy. It's as if we're saying, well, we're only going to allow intelligence services to use technology to a certain point, but if terrorists go beyond that point, well, I'm afraid there's nothing we can do about it. And that's a debate we've got to have, I'm afraid.
Okay. Mr. Howells, thank you very much for your time this morning. Kim Howells, former MP and ex-chair of the Intelligence and Security Committee. That report will be out a little later today.